Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers as well. The first early got stuck in my throat a little bit. Had to regroup. But shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people that's listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all got a great weekend plan. Short week for a lot of us. And man. Shout out to my guy, Day-Day, behind the glass. He was talking to me about this yesterday. Them short weeks, they clutch. They real clutch. You get back, it's Tuesday already, and then you turn around, and it's almost a freaking weekend once again. So you got to love a four-day work weekend. Look, I ain't into politics or really anything like that, but, you know, I would be highly in favor of anybody that, you know, wanted to run for a position of power and say, hey, you know, if you vote for me, I'll give you a four-day work week. I'll be like, sign me up, baby. Oh, man. But got a lot to get into. Got a lot of business to handle this morning. The first thing I want to talk to you about is The Athletic. They put together their beat writers mock draft. So all the different beat writers for all the 32 NFL teams came together and did a mock draft. And if you're wondering what they had the Atlanta Hawks do, our very own beat writer for the Athletic for the Atlanta Falcons, Josh Kendall, he was involved. And by the way, the Athletic, when they put this out, they did encourage their guys, they did encourage their beat writers to make trades. And guess what? That's exactly what the Falcons did. So Josh Kendall had the Falcons trade up to the number 3 overall pick and draft Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback. And if you're wondering, in this mock draft, what he had the Falcons giving up, I will tell you. So, in this mock draft, mock trade as well, he had the Falcons giving up the 8th overall pick. Obviously, they would just pick swap. The number 43 overall pick. And their 2025 first-round pick to move up 5 spots and get the number 3 overall pick. So, again, the trade would be the Falcons get the number 3 overall pick and the New England Patriots get the number 8th overall pick for this year, the number 43 overall pick for this year, and the Falcons' 2025 first-round pick. So, their next year's first-round pick as well. And my question to you is that too steep of a price for you to go from 8 to 3 and get your guy? I don't think so. I do not think that's too steep of a price. I get it. To move up five spots, you feel like you might not have to, or you shouldn't have to give up a first-round pick. 8-43 maybe should be enough. Maybe you throw in one more pick for this year. But look, when we're talking about getting a quarterback, when we're talking about getting a potential franchise quarterback, when we're talking about getting a guy that could be your franchise QB and your guy, your quarterback for the next decade plus, I don't think that's too much to give up when you talk about a first-round pick. One first-round pick, too, by the way. Because, again, Jaden Daniels, reigning Heisman Trophy winner, he, again, looks like he is going to be special. And I'll even give you the blurb that Josh Kendall wrote about him. He said this, quote, "The Falcons tried the patience game at quarterback last time, drafting Desmond Ridder in the third round and convincing themselves that that would work. It didn't. Owner Arthur Blank and CEO Rich McKay say they think this team can win now with a good quarterback. If that's the case, waiting at number eight and leaving the draft, telling everyone that you wanted J.J. McCarthy all along is not going to work." I love the honesty there from J.J. McCarthy. I'll touch on that more in a second. "The dynamic Daniels is worth the price because of what the Athletic's Dame Brugler," he joined the morning shift, by the way, go listen to that on the website, 99thegame.com or the Odyssey app. You can go listen back to this because he said somewhat of the same things here. "The dynamic Daniels is worth the price because of what the Athletic's Dame Brugler wrote in his most recent big board. Quote, Daniels forces opponents to defend him like Lamar Jackson." He said pretty much the same thing when he joined the morning shift. Sometime last week, I believe. If this guy, Jaden Daniels, can be a version of Lamar Jackson, obviously nobody can be Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is who he is. He's one of one. But if he can be a version of Lamar Jackson, giving up one first-round pick for next year, well worth it. Giving up the 43rd overall pick, well worth it. Now, again, we don't know if he's going to be that. Obviously, the Falcons would take that chance, but that his ceiling is that high. And again, to go back to what Josh Kendall said in his blurb, where if you stay at eight and you try to sell the fan base on, oh, yeah, J.J. McCarthy was our guy the whole time, we felt confident that we could have stayed at eight and got him there and got our guy there. Everybody in Atlanta the next day, when I'm talking to you, when all the other shows are talking to you, we're all going to be screaming out a collective, that's baloney. That's bogus. You can't tell me you wanted to stay at eight so you could draft J.J. McCarthy? No way. When it comes to quarterback, you don't settle. When it comes to finding your franchise QB, you identify who your guy is, and if you got to move up to go get your guy, you go move up to go get your guy. No matter if you have to give up one picks, two picks, red picks, blue picks, doesn't matter. You go get your guy, even if that includes giving up a first-round pick. Oh, how about that? I just saw this. Thunder put a pretty nice beating on the Los Angeles Clippers. I was about to say the Thunder put a pretty nice beating on Oklahoma City. Same team, Dylan. Duh. But anywho, back to the Falcons here. We're talking about the Athletics beat writer mock draft they put out. Josh Kendall, obviously, beat writer for the Falcons. He was a part of it. He had the Falcons trading up to number three, drafting Jaden Daniels, and in the trade with the Patriots, Falcons give up, obviously, they pick swap, give up the eighth overall pick. They also give up their 43rd overall pick and a 2025 first-round pick as well. And we're talking about if that's too much to give up to go get a guy like Jaden Daniels, and I don't think so at all. Again, I know it's five spots, but at the end of the day, you're getting the third overall pick. You're guaranteeing yourself you get either Caleb Williams, which you're probably not going to get Caleb again. He's probably going to go number one overall. Drake May or Jaden Daniels. Because I will say this. News came out yesterday. Apparently Washington is, and this isn't really news, but it came out yesterday that Washington is, you know, putting a close eye and keeping a close lens to Jaden Daniels. And again, that's really duh. They're going to do their due diligence. They weren't going to be like, number two overall pick, Drake May, that's it. Send the pick in now. We ready. It was never going to be that. They were always going to do their due diligence. They're even doing their due diligence on Caleb Williams, J.J. McCarthy, everybody, Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix. They're looking at everybody. You got to do your due diligence on everybody. So, again, when we're talking about going to get a franchise quarterback, when you're talking about going to get your guy, a guy who could be the guy for the next decade plus, you don't spare an expense. And with a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, and if he lives up to what he could be, and if he lives up to his potential, the Falcons could very well be in the postseason next year. I'm not saying the Falcons are going to replicate what C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Sloak and the Houston Texans did a season ago, last season, making the playoffs with a rookie quarterback, rookie head coach, rookie play caller. That's tough to do. Very tough to do. And Raheem Morris obviously wouldn't be a rookie head coach. He's been a head coach before. But they would have that potential, I believe. They could definitely get that done because Jaden Daniels can be that good. He has that kind of potential. And the Falcons, even right now, as it stands alone, they have the team around Jaden Daniels to where this could be a successful team with good quarterback play. This could be a postseason team with good quarterback play. And if we get that out of Jaden Daniels in year one, I mean, obviously we'd be golden and we'd be feeling good about the future. So again, that's why you spare no expense. That's why you don't be like, nah, we're going to not get the third overall pick just because we don't want to give up a future first round pick. No. You give up that pick, you give up number 43 too, and you go get your guy. Point blank, period. And I would even be saying the same thing and if it comes to, you know, whether their guy is Caleb Williams or Drake May, if you got to, you know, you get what you pay for. It's the old adage, you get what you pay for. So, and even in free agency too, I don't know if Kirk Cousins is maybe worth $90 million, but look, if you want to be competitive right away, that's what it's going to cost you. Or if you want to go get Russell Wilson, be competitive right away, it's still going to cost you around 20, maybe $30 million a year. Who knows? We'll see. But again, when it comes to getting a quarterback, especially in the draft, you do not settle. You go get your guy. Real quick before we hit a break here, I do want to touch on this because we won't have time because we'll do Grill and Dylan today. By the way, we'll do that in about, math is hard. We'll do it in about 32 minutes. But Falcons running back Bijan Robinson, he told Sports Illustrated earlier this week his goal for year two, 2,000 yards. That's right. And not just 2,000 yards all purpose. He wants 2,000 rushing yards a year two. A big goal, but doable. And look, you love to hear a guy like Bijan Robinson say that. Obviously, very committed, and he's ready to go. He's ready to show out. And again, this is a dude who had a solid rookie season, 976 rushing yards, 487 yards receiving, 8 touchdowns in his rookie campaign. And now he feels like he can take the next step. He told Sports Illustrated this earlier this month, quote, "I know those are big expectations. What we can do as an offense with all the weapons, our O-line, with Zach being at the helm, it can be something special. I think it's going to be one of those special seasons that Atlanta's been waiting for us and all of us players have been waiting for. So let's get it. Let's get it, Bijan. I hear you, baby. I want to see you get them 2,000 rushing yards as well, because, hey, if Bijan gets us 2,000 rushing yards, we're most likely winning a whole lot of football games. And I'm with that. All right. When we come back, 5 minutes from now, early signing day could be on the move. The date could move. And that could be a good thing for college football. Honestly, it's about time it moved. We'll get into that next here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. And that's right. We ain't having none but a gangster party here on a Friday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. College football, much like the NFL these days, pretty much not as heavy as the NFL being year-round, but college football does a pretty solid job of staying in the headlines for most of the year, and they were in the headlines a lot this past week. Obviously, if you heard, there are now talks that the college football playoff, which just got expanded to 12 games, can now be looking at a 14 or even a 16-game playoff as early as 2026. I mean, like, yo. We ain't even played a 12-team playoff. We're already talking about 14 and 16. What's the deal? We ain't even see what 12 really look like yet. But either way it goes, they're talking about 14 or 16 for 2026 possibly. But they're also in the headlines because there's a report that early signing day could now be moved to early December. And I think this actually would be a very good change for college football. So the early signing period is expected to move, according to The Athletic's Nicole Arbach. Tim Winstrill, the Big Sky commissioner, who also serves as the chairman of the National Letter of Intent Subcommittee, told The Athletic there have been, quote, advanced discussions, end quote, about moving the early signing period to the Wednesday before conference championship weekend. So this season in 2024, that would be December 4th. So, why does this matter? Why are we talking about this? Because by moving the early signing period up, it would allow coaches to lock in their early signees before the transfer portal window opens. And that was obviously a big topic of conversation this past December when, you know, people are seeing who's going to transfer, what's going to be what. And then after that, you have your early signees come in and, you know, depending on what happens and who gets who in the transfer portal, that could change some signees' decisions and you see some flips that way and all mayhem just ends up really breaking loose. And it really just makes it harder for the coaches, obviously. This is, again, Tom Winstrill talking to The Athletic. He says, quote, "The biggest reason we're doing this is to clear up the football recruiting calendar so the signing period and the transfer portal don't overlap. The feedback we've received from all coaches is that December is a mess, especially with the expansion of the college football playoff coming next year. That just creates more chaos in December. This should help," which I completely agree. Having the transfer portal, early signing period, and the college football playoff. I mean, can you imagine Kirby Smart in December? Dude ain't getting no sleep, literally up 24-7, trying to make sure, one, he's recruiting his early signees, making sure his early signees are happy they still want to come here. They ain't going to flip. Two, making sure his current players aren't trying to hit the transfer portal. And if he wants to get anybody out the transfer portal, he has to do that. So that's really two things in one right there. So that's two and three. And then four, trying to get ready for a college football playoff game. Dude wouldn't be getting no sleep. And that will be the story for a lot of head football coaches. So it would be a hectic, hectic month. And whatever college football can do at this point to make it a little, just a little easier on head football coaches, that's what they have to do. Because at this point, we've seen it between Ryan Grubbs, between Chip Kelly. These guys are dipping out of college football. College football coaches are leaving. They're saying, to the heck with this. This is too much. My work-life balance is all the way screwed up. I ain't getting no sleep. And I'm getting repaid by a kid leaving me because he wants a few more dollars, which, again, let the kids make their money. But to the coaches, they're like, man, this ain't a good deal. I ain't signed up for this. So in any way college football can make it just a little bit easier for college football head coaches, they need to do that. Because at this point, you're losing college football coaches left and right, whether it's OCs going to the NFL, head coaches going to the NFL, to be OCs in the NFL and take lesser positions in the NFL just because they don't want to deal with the stress of college football right now because of the state it's in. You have to do something to make a little bit easier, to make it a little bit easier for college coaches. Take a little bit of stress away from them. Give them some sort of relief. And that's what they're doing by switching up when the early signing period will be. So that would be a very good move for college football, and it looks like that is going to happen. And that was something, quite frankly, they had to do. There was really no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They just had to make that move. One other thing I want to get into college football-wise. The numbers have come out for how much each player who allows their name, image, and likeness to be in the new college football game, which I definitely want to get. But my dilemma is, I don't know. I just got a Nintendo Switch. I'm not about to spend any more money on a PS5 or a Xbox One. I'm not about to do that. I ain't breaking bread like that. I don't got it like that. You know what I'm saying? So if they don't put out for Nintendo Switch, then, you know, I'm going to be like, eh, well, kind of SOL, but it's all good. But here's the story on how much each college athlete will be getting and what's the benefits of them allowing EA Sports to use their name, image, and likeness. So one team partners with the CLC, and they launch a NIL opt-in program for EA Sports College Football 25. So Obviously, for the first time in the game's history, the athletes are going to be compensated for having their name, image, and likeness, including in the game. So EA Sports contracted One Team Partners this past summer to manage the facilitation of NIL rights. The opportunity for athletes to opt into the game obviously has now started. We saw Travis Hunter, saw that I'm in the game. He's opting into the game. I haven't seen any other players. I just saw Travis Hunter. I haven't scrolled through to see who else has already opted in. But as far as what the compensation is going to be, according to ESPN, all athletes who opt in and have their NIL appear in the game will eventually, I want to know what eventually means. Like, are they going to get it once the game drops? Like, well, what exactly does eventually mean? But either way it goes. Each player who opts in to have their NIL appear in the game will eventually receive $600 plus a copy of the game, typically valued at $70, which is true. So you're getting $670 in value. Now, again, I feel like a lot of the players would end up keeping the game. The question has been, is that too much? You know, I saw a headline where it's like, oh, they're treating them like kids. So, I mean, whether it's a question of if $600 is enough money, I do say this. Do I wish they could get more money for using their name, image, likeness in the game? Of course I do, because trust me, that game right there, everybody's been waiting on. That game right there is going to make EA Sports probably not even millions. That might make them billions with a B. That might make them billions of dollars. The way everybody has been waiting on this game. The anticipation for this game is crazy. People were feeding over just the teaser. And it wasn't even gameplay in that teaser. And people were going crazy about it once that trailer dropped. So this game might make them a lot of money. But at the end of the day, you do have to think about it this way. Or at least look at this one thing. They're shelling out $600 to a lot of college football players. I mean, now again, do they have the money? Of course they do, where they could do more. But they are shelling out $600 to a lot of different players. So it is expected to where, I'm trying to find the number here. So it looks like, so the two have previously, One Team and CLC, the two have previously worked hand-in-hand to facilitate the inclusion of more than 15,000 collegiate athletes in merchandise deals across various products. And so all deals are done through CLC's Compass NIL app. So there was a number of how many players they think are going to be in this game. And I think it was somewhere, I got to find the, I thought I had put it in here when I put it on my show sheet. But I think the number was somewhere around 11,000, 13,000 players going to be in this game. Now, again, don't quote me on that. I can't remember the exact number, so forgive me. But that's a lot of players either way it goes. And, I mean, I think they said they're going to take 85 players, 85 scholarship players from each team, which there's, what, 132 college football teams in the nation, I think, something like that. So it's a lot of teams. It's a lot of players. You add that up. Everybody getting $600 apiece. It's a lot of money they're going to end up giving out at the end of the day. So for everybody to get a good amount of money, they had to obviously scale the money back a little bit. So I get it. Some people may not be happy with the payout they're getting. Some people think, you know, the game or the people facilitating what the players get in the game for being in the game feel like you're treating them like kids. Okay. But there's a lot of money being dished out. And look, at the end of the day, I'm happy the game is coming back. It's a fun game. It's amazing. And I'm happy the players are getting paid for their name, image, and likeness. So sometimes on both sides, you got to compromise. And I feel like that's kind of what happened here. So it's good stuff all around. And look, like I said, hopefully they make it for the Nintendo Switch so your boy can cop it. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want. So EA Sports, if any representatives from EA Sports are listening, just make sure you make a Nintendo Switch version, okay, for your boy and all us other switchers out here. You know what I'm saying? But that is really the latest college football news when it comes down to everything. So when we come back about 5-6 minutes from now, we're going to have somebody on the Atlanta Hawks, a specific player, find the fountain of youth. They're going to have to tap into a older version of themselves from years past. Which player needs to find the fountain of youth on the Hawks? Well, I'll tell you when we come back right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio 99 The Game. And hold up, wait a minute, I almost forgot. We're also going to do Grillin' Dylan when we come back. So 404-726-0929. I almost forgot, I'm tripping. 404-726-0929. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929. That is the number. You want to talk about the Hawks? You want to talk some college football? You want to talk about the Falcons? You want to talk about movies, life, music? Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it next, too. And again, we'll get into who on the Hawks needs to tap into the fountain of youth. That's all next, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. She went up with a whoa. This song had the game in a chokehold for a minute, man. Man. R.P. to Pop Smoke. He went definitely way too soon. And so fortunate the young brother had to lose his life, especially the way he did. So R.P. to Pop Smoke. But, man, he had the game in a chokehold for a minute, especially when he dropped this joint right here, man. It was a great record. But hip-hop was, they didn't know what to do when this came out. Whew, this fire track. But it is the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. We're having some fun here. We'll do Grillin' Dylan here in a couple of minutes. Go ahead and call now, though. 404-726-0929 is the number to get in the game. 404-726-0929. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Whether you want to talk about the Falcons, talked about Josh Kendall and the Athletic putting out a beat writer mock draft. Kendall has the Falcons trading up to the number 3 overall pick. He has them giving up the obviously number 8 overall pick, the number 43 overall pick, and next year's first round pick as well. We talked about if that was too much, if that was a good deal. I think it's a good deal. You don't settle when it comes to quarterbacks, especially when you're drafting one. If Jaden Daniels is your guy, that's what you got to give up to go get him. That's what you give up to go get him. Talk some college football as well. The deal for players, if they opt in to be in the new college football game, we talked about what they're going to be compensated. Also talked about the early signing period, probably going to be on the move and how it's been about time for that. Take some pressure and take some stress and take some, you know, just give the coaches some relief. But now I want to talk about the Atlanta Hawks because Quinn Snyder talked to the media yesterday. He said Onyeka Okongwu is going to be out for the, quote, foreseeable future. That is a tough loss to the Hawks, and that really feels like it's just adding insult to injury. It really just feels like it could not come at a worse time. Hawks trying to go on a run, trying to find a way to move up in the standings and put some wins together, string some wins together here the last 27 games of the season, and obviously Onyeka Okongwu would be a big part of that, but we don't know when he's going to be back because of that toe injury. So it's a tough loss for the Atlanta Hawks, but it means that Clint Capella, tease was, one Hawk is going to have to find the fountain of youth. One Hawk is going to have to tap into his older playing days, and that is Clint Capella. He's going to come back from injury. I think he might even play tonight. By the way, Hawks, Raptors tonight, State Farm Arena. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, so you hear every game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game at 7, tip at 7:30. Steve Holman, Mike Conti, they'll be on the call. Mike Conti holding you down for pre-post and halftime as well. But Clint Capella going to have to, once he gets back fully healthy and he's not on a minutes restriction, he's going to have to step up. He's going to have to be even better. And look, Clint Capella, usually pretty consistent to give you a double-double, but we're going to need him to just, you know, be a little bit better when it comes to finishing around the rim. And just need him to tap into that, you know, that 2021 Clint Capella, blocking shots left and right, being that great rim protector, shot alterer. We're going to need all that from Clint Capella, so he's definitely going to have to tap in and, again, find that fountain of youth somewhere. I don't know where it is, Clint, but ask around. I'm sure you'll be able to find it. So, again, Hawks going to be without Onyeka Okongwu for the foreseeable future. Quinn Snyder says Clint Capella obviously going to come back. He's going to be on a minutes restriction, but once he's off that, he's going to have to turn up, and these Hawks are going to have to turn up and figure out a way to, again, play some defense, play some consistent defense, learn how to get some stops when they need it, and hopefully win some ball games and move up in these standings and set themselves up a little bit better for hopefully another play-in run and set themselves up to hopefully get out of the play-in, because at this point, I'm not sure they're going to be able to make it to the top six. But if you can get rounds 8, 7, obviously you'll be in a lot better position than you are now. So that's the latest Hawks news. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get to Grill and Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grill and Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 if you want to get in the game. 404-726-0929. That is the number to call right now. Still got a couple of minutes for you to get in on the phone lines. But first and foremost, we head out to Macon to talk to my guy, Eric. Eric, good morning to you, brother, man. How you feeling this morning? Hello, Eric.
Here.
Oh, I got you now, Eric. What's up, brother, man? How you feeling, bro?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother, man. I'm doing good. What's on your mind, big dog?
Okay, I'm calling from yesterday. Pretty much with the Falcons quarterback talking situation I was here. I had a question for you. Which one would you pick and prefer? Maybe saying J.J. McCarthy at 8, he'll be sitting there. He'll be the fourth best quarterback off the board. So would you pick him and the best pass rusher or corner at 2? Or would you take Dallas Turner at 1 and the trade for Justin Fields at 2?
Out of those two, and I appreciate the phone call, Eric. Out of those two options, if those are my only two options, I would trade for Justin Fields and draft Dallas Turner. Because even though Justin Fields, we don't know exactly when he's going to be, and I'm not the biggest advocate for Justin Fields just because I haven't seen enough from him to pay him after this season. Because again, if the Falcons have to, Falcons not only have to trade for Justin Fields, give up assets, draft capital for Justin Fields, they're also going to have to pay him after this season. So for what he's done in the league, I'm not quite sure I'm ready to do that, but I'm not quite sure I like J.J. McCarthy more than I like Justin Fields and Dallas Turner, because Dallas Turner, he's a dog, and I think Dallas Turner is going to be really good. So even just being able to get him, I think makes it a sweeter deal. So I'll take my chances on Justin Fields, and I'll go draft Dallas Turner. That's what I would choose. That was what would be my choice. That is what would be my choice. I can't talk today. All right. heading back out to the phones. We'll try and get one more in here. We'll go out to Hiram, and we'll talk to my guy, Tim. Tim, what's going on, man? Good morning to you, brother. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind this morning?
Good, man. I just want to make the point, you know, a lot of times when teams trade the house for these quarterbacks that play well in college, man, it doesn't always translate. You know, yeah. We've seen it with Manziel. We've seen it with Baker, even though he had a good season this year. It's taking him some time.
Yeah.
You know, whereas, you know, if you're going to wait around and, you know, like the Chiefs did with Mahomes or the Bills did with Allen, you go out and get your guy based on the combine. So I just don't want people hating on McCarthy too soon, man. This kid knows how to win. You know, if we end up with him, you know, I think he could translate well in the NFL and adapt to any system we give him. So, you know, that's the only point I wanted to make, man. I appreciate all you do in the morning, man. You make my ride into work tolerable.
Hey, Tim, I appreciate it, man. Have a great rest of your weekend, brother. And Tim makes a good point. J.J. McCarthy, we do need to give him his flowers, give him his credit where it's due. Dude has been nothing but a winner. Since he's been at Michigan and his time at Michigan, been nothing but a winner. Does seem like he can play a system very well. And I do think J.J. McCarthy definitely could be and probably will be a solid quarterback. I just know he's going to be a project. And to me, look, and if the Falcons draft J.J. McCarthy, I'll definitely support whoever the Falcons draft or whatever quarterback the Falcons get, whoever they get at quarterback, I'll support. Because I'm a fan at the end of the day, and I'm a ride who we riding with. But I will say this. I think Jaden Daniels has a chance to be better, faster, and I think he has a higher ceiling than J.J. McCarthy. Obviously, I could be wrong, but I think we could be better, faster, and I think Jaden Daniels has the higher ceiling. Not to say J.J. McCarthy can't be good or he won't be good, but I do like the potential more of Jaden Daniels, and if he is the Falcons guy, the Falcons need to go get him. They don't need to settle. And to be honest, if they stay at 8 and get J.J. McCarthy there, to me at least, it'll feel like a settle. It might not be, and the Falcons definitely won't say they settled. He'll obviously be their guy if they go get him, but to me it'll feel like a settle. But obviously we'll never know. All right, appreciate all the phone calls this morning. Appreciate y'all rocking out with me this week as always. When we come back, we'll see what the morning shift has up for a Friday edition of the program. Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan out today. Went to a concert last night, I believe. So taking the day off, a well-earned day off for Mr. Morgan, Mr. Squidbilly. Rob Tribble going to be hanging out with Tiffany and Mike. So we'll see what they got up on a Friday edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
She went up with a whoa. This song had the game in a chokehold for a minute, man. Man, R.P. to Pop Smoke. He went definitely way too soon. And so fortunate the young brother had to lose his life, especially the way he did. So R.P. to Pop Smoke. But, man, he had the game in the chokehold for a minute, especially when he dropped this joint right here, man. It was a great record. But hip-hop was, they didn't know what to do when this came out. Whew, this fire track. But it is the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 920 The Game with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. We're having some fun here. We'll do Grillin' Dylan here in a couple of minutes. Go ahead and call now, though. 404-726-0929 is the number to get in the game. 404-726-0929. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Whether you want to talk about the Falcons, talked about Josh Kendall and the Athletic putting out a beat writer mock draft. Kendall has the Falcons trading up to the number 3 overall pick. He has them giving up the, obviously, number 8 overall pick, the number 43 overall pick, and next year's first-round pick as well. We talked about if that was too much, if that was a good deal. I think it's a good deal. You don't settle when it comes to quarterbacks, especially when you're drafting one. If Jaden Daniels is your guy, that's what you got to give up to go get him. That's what you give up to go get him. Talk some college football as well. The deal for players, if they opt in to be in the new college football game, we talked about what they're going to be compensated. Also talked about the early signing period, probably going to be on the move, and how it's been about time for that. Take some pressure and take some stress and take some, you know, just give the coaches some relief. But now I want to talk about the Atlanta Hawks, because Quinn Snyder talked to the media yesterday. He said Onyeka Okongwu is going to be out for the, quote, foreseeable future. That is a tough loss to the Hawks, and that really feels like it's just adding insult to injury. It really just feels like it could not come at a worse time. Hawks trying to go on a run, trying to find a way to move up in the standings and put some wins together here the last 27 games of the season. And obviously Onyeka Okongwu would be a big part of that. But we don't know when he's going to be back because of that toe injury. So it's a tough loss for the Atlanta Hawks, but it means that Clint Capella, the tease was, one Hawk is going to have to find the fountain of youth. One Hawk is going to have to tap into his older playing days, and that is Clint Capella. He's going to come back from injury. I think he might even play tonight. By the way, Hawks, Raptors tonight, State Farm Arena. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. So you hear every game right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Pre-game at 7, tip at 7:30. Steve Holman, Mike Conti, they'll be on the call. Mike Conti holding you down for pre-post and halftime as well. But Clint Capella going to have to, once he gets back fully healthy and he's not on a minutes restriction, he's going to have to step up. He's going to have to be even better. And look, Clint Capella, usually pretty consistent to give you a double-double, but we're going to need him to just, you know, be a little bit better when it comes to finishing around the rim. And just need him to tap into that, you know, that 2021 Clint Capella, blocking shots left and right, being that great rim protector, shot alterer. We're going to need all that from Clint Capella, so he's definitely going to have to tap in. And, again, find that fountain of youth somewhere. I don't know where it is, Clint, but ask around. I'm sure you'll be able to find it. So, again, Hawks going to be without Onyeka Okongwu for the foreseeable future. Quinn Snyder says Clint Capella obviously going to come back. He's going to be on a minutes restriction, but once he's off that, he's going to have to turn up, and these Hawks are going to have to turn up and figure out a way to, again, play some defense, play some consistent defense, learn how to get some stops when they need it, and hopefully win some ball games and move up in these standings and set themselves up a little bit better for hopefully another play-in run and set themselves up to hopefully get out of the play-in, because at this point I'm not sure they're going to be able to make it to the top six. But if you can get rounds 8, 7, obviously you'll be in a lot better position than you are now. So that's the latest Hawks news. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get to Grill and Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grill and Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 if you want to get in the game. 404-726-0929. That is the number to call right now. Still got a couple of minutes for you to get in on the phone lines. But first and foremost, we head out to Macon to talk to my guy, Eric. Eric, good morning to you, brother, man. How you feeling this morning? Hello, Eric.
Can you hear
me? Oh, I got you now, Eric. What's up, brother, man? How you feeling, bro?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother, man. I'm doing good. What's on your mind, big dog?
Okay, I'm calling from yesterday, about yesterday. Pretty much with the fact that the quarterback talking situation I was here. I prepared a question for you. Which one would you pick and prefer? Maybe saying J.J. McCarthy at 8, he'll be sitting there. He'll be the fourth best quarterback off the board. So would you pick him and the best pass rusher or corner at 2, or would you take Dallas Turner at 1 and the trade for Justin Fields at 2?
Out of those two, and I appreciate the phone call, Eric. Out of those two options, if those are my only two options, I would trade for Justin Fields and draft Dallas Turner. Because even though Justin Fields, we don't know exactly when he's going to be, and I'm not the biggest advocate for Justin Fields just because I haven't seen enough from him to pay him after this season. Because again, if the Falcons have to, Falcons not only have to trade for Justin Fields, give up assets, draft capital for Justin Fields, they're also going to have to pay him after this season. So for what he's done in the league, I'm not quite sure I'm ready to do that, but I'm not quite sure I like J.J. McCarthy more than I like Justin Fields and Dallas Turner, because Dallas Turner, he's a dog. And I think Dallas Turner is going to be really good. So even just being able to get him, I think makes it a sweeter deal. So I'll take my chances on Justin Fields and I'll go draft Dallas Turner. That's what I would choose. That was what would be my choice. That is what would be my choice. I can't talk today. All right. Heading back out to the phones. We'll try and get one more in here. We'll go out to Hiram and we'll talk to my guy, Tim. Tim, what's going on, man? Good morning to you, brother. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind this morning?
Good, man. I just want to make the point, you know, a lot of times when teams trade the house for these quarterbacks that play well in college, man, it doesn't always translate. You know, yeah. We've seen it with Manziel. We've seen it with Baker. Even though he had a good season this year, it's taking him some time.
Yeah.
You know, whereas, you know, if you're going to wait around and, you know, like the Chiefs did with Mahomes or the Bills did with Allen, you go out and get your guy based on the combine. So I just don't want people hating on McCarthy too soon, man. This kid knows how to win. You know, if we end up with him, you know, I think he could translate well in the NFL and adapt to any system we give him. So, you know, that's the only point I wanted to make, man. I appreciate all you do in the morning, man. You make my ride into work tolerable.
Hey, Tim, I appreciate it, man. Have a great rest of your weekend, brother. And Tim makes a good point. J.J. McCarthy, we do need to give him his flowers, give him his credit where it's due. Dude has been nothing but a winner since he's been at Michigan, and his time at Michigan, been nothing but a winner. Does seem like he can play a system very well. And I do think J.J. McCarthy definitely could be and probably will be a solid quarterback. I just know he's going to be a project. And to me, look, and if the Falcons draft J.J. McCarthy, I'll definitely support whoever the Falcons draft or whatever quarterback the Falcons get, whoever they get at quarterback, I'll support. Because I'm a fan at the end of the day, and I'm a ride who we riding with. But I will say this. I think Jaden Daniels has a chance to be better, faster, and I think he has a higher ceiling than J.J. McCarthy. Obviously, I could be wrong, but I think we could be better, faster, and I think Jaden Daniels has the higher ceiling. Not to say J.J. McCarthy can't be good or he won't be good, but I do like the potential more of Jaden Daniels. And if he is the Falcons guy, the Falcons need to go get him. They don't need to settle. And to be honest, if they stay at 8 and get J.J. McCarthy there, to me at least, it'll feel like a settle. It might not be, and the Falcons definitely won't say they settled. He'll obviously be their guy if they go get him, but to me it'll feel like a settle. But obviously, we'll never know. All right, appreciate all the phone calls this morning. Appreciate y'all rocking out with me this week, as always. When we come back, we'll see what the morning shift has up for a Friday edition of the program. Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan out today. Went to a concert last night, I believe. So taking the day off, a well-earned day off for Mr. Morgan, Mr. Squidbilly. Rob Tribble going to be hanging out with Tiffany and Mike. So we'll see what they got up on a Friday edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.